Thank you for visiting our website today. You are listening to one of our Sunday sermons from Grace City Church.
As this is our first Sunday of the month, when we have the combined English and Chinese service, I want to speak about one word: happiness. Happiness. It's a human need. It's a human cry. It's a universal need. Everyone wants to be happy. If you don't want to be happy, put up your hand. I can give you some of my problem. Everybody wants to be happy. Even a 5-year-old can come and tell mom, "Mom, I'm not happy." 5-year-old. You wonder, what does a 5-year-old understand about happiness? Happiness. The mental state. The emotional feeling. The intensive joy. The contentment that one person seeks and long to have. Where can we have happiness? How can we find happiness? Let me talk to you about one person. I love his voice. I love his singing. And he is Elvis Presley. If you are at my age, you will know he's got that manly, strong voice. 6 weeks before he died, a reporter asked him, "Elvis, you started playing music and you say you want to be rich, you want to be famous, and you want to be happy. Are you happy?" 6 weeks before he died, the reporter asked him, "Are you happy?" Elvis' reply was, "I am lonely. I am lonely." If he had stopped there, it's all right. He didn't stop there. He said, "I am lonely as hell." Wow. A man that has everything. He has fame. He has fortune. He has everything. Yet he said he's not happy. Australia, we have this actress by the name of Nicole Kidman. In one of the TV interviews, she said this: "I will give up being a star. I will give up what I have if I can find the Mr. Right and happiness." I hope Keith is the right person for her. He said, "I'll give up all these things if I just can find the right person and happiness." Woman magazine interviewed her sister, Antonia. She is a housewife and a mother. This is what she said: "I am happy, happily married, have a happy family, and I will not change and trade my place with my sister." Wow! You got Elvis, you got Nicole. They seem to have everything. Everything they need, everything they wanted. Yet they say they are not happy. Happiness. Is happiness has to deal with lots of money? I know we all need money to live. Who don't need money to live? We all do need. We need money, we need air, we need water. Thank God air is free. Water you have to pay. You know. And we all need money to live. But yet, happiness is not found in money. It's not found in things. It's not found in being popular. What is the key to happiness? Someone said, if you have a lot of things, you will be happy. If things are happening for you, you will be happy. If your circumstances change, you will be happy. How do I be happy? Does it have to do with me? Does it have to do with a person? With himself or herself? I want to share with you the 3 keys to happiness. Not from self-improvement books, not from self-motivation talk, but the 3 keys to happiness found in the Bible. The Bible has the answer to every human needs. The Bible has answer to every human problem. The Bible gives us 3 keys to happiness. Let me read. From the Message Bible. This is found in Philippians chapter 10, chapter 4, verse 10 to verse 13. This is what Paul said. I'm glad. I'm happy in God. Far happier than you could ever guess. I learned by now to be quite content, to be happy, whatever my circumstances. I'm just as happy with little as with much. With much as with little. I have found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hand full or hand empty. Whatever I have, where I am, I can make it through anything with the one who makes me who I am. Here is a man who wants to share with us the recipe, the key, the secret to happiness. He said that happiness is not found in money, it's not found in things, it's not found in happening. Happiness is found in one person. Who is that one person? Happiness is in the Lord. You see, Paul shared with us the key to happiness is God. It's not based on things, it's not based on happening, but it's based on one person. The unchangeable person, the one who loved us and died for us and say that if I'm willing to give myself to you, will I withhold any good things from you? Who is he? Jesus Christ. He died and he rose again. That's why Paul tells us, I'm happy. I'm glad. I'm happy. And why am I happy? In who? In God. Not in things, not in surrounding, not in environment, but I am happy in one person, and that person is Jesus Christ. I am happy in God. In fact, he said that, I want you to know, because I have God in me, I'm happier than you would ever guess. I'm so happy that you cannot even imagine. What a weight for him to feel. He said, I'm happy because I have found God, and if I have found God, I found the recipe of being happy. I talked to you about Elvis. One of the favorite songs that I enjoy hearing Elvis sing is the song he sang, Touch Me, He Touched Me. How many have heard that song before? It is a powerful song because he sang with such intense emotion and feeling that it will melt your heart. When he sang the song, he's talking about God touch him and the feeling that he has because God touched him. I mean, you hear that song and he sang, it can bring you to tears. The man who could sing one time in his early career that God, if I'm connected to him, he touched me. When he began to get himself disconnected to the Creator, to God, his life became what? Empty. His life become unhappy. Paul said, happiness is in God. When Paul said this, he was in prison. I mean, he could complain about his circumstances. He could say, you know, I'm in prison. There's not enough food. There's not enough water. It's such an ugly, dirty place. He could have complained about his mistreatment. He could complain that, you know what, in being in prison, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have the freedom, I don't have the enjoyment. Yet, he was able to overcome all the external by being happy in who? In the Lord. His happiness is in one person, is in the Lord. You see, the external where Paul was in prison did not stop Paul from being happy in the Lord. You must learn to overcome the external. Even though the external may not be in the best dimension, even in the external there is trouble, there is challenge, there is problem, there is need, they will always be there. As long as you are alive, they will always be there. But Paul said, I have learned to overlook all this external. I have learned to overcome all this external because I have learned one thing. My happiness is not based on happening, on circumstances, on things, on money. My happiness is based on Jesus Christ. My happiness is based on the Lord. Because I have the Lord, He is my joy, and His joy is my strength. Because I have the Lord, no matter what happened, no matter what that comes my way, He said, I can what? I can rejoice in the Lord. That's the power you get. When you start to rejoice in God, even though you don't feel like it. Most time we don't want to rejoice because things are not working well for us. But when we learn to rejoice, God, the Spirit of God is able to quicken us, and the Spirit of God is able to empower us and strengthen us so that we will see that our problem is not bigger than God. Say amen. Our need is not bigger than God. God is above all these things. Therefore, Paul said, I have learned, no matter have much or have little, I have learned in God, I can rejoice. I rejoice in Jesus Christ. I rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Paul was an incredible person. When he was in prison in Acts chapter 16, he was with Silas, both of them in prison. And what were they singing? They were happily singing. Peter, in Acts chapter 12, when he was in prison, what was he doing? He was sleeping. Some people sleep to escape unhappiness. Sleep is an escape. Do you know that? But how long can you sleep? But Paul have learned, instead of sleeping to escape, he had learned there is a greater way, and that is to sing and to be happy in God. And he began to sing, and he sing his way out of unhappiness. If you are not happy, one thing you should never listen to is sad song. And don't watch sad movie. Some people, they, when they watch some of this movie, they need to have tissue paper by the side. And after that, after they cry, they go and tell other people, you should go and watch the movie. When you are not happy, don't sing sad song, don't hear sad song, don't watch sad show. When you are unhappy, find joy in God. Sing songs that can lift you up. Sing songs that can strengthen you. Because I'm telling you, singing those gloomy songs is not going to help your spirit. I want to sing those songs, happy in the Lord, rejoice in the Lord. Because I know one thing, my happiness is in God. My happiness is not subject to the external. Do I have pressure coming upon me? Do I have needs coming upon me? Do I have challenge coming upon me? Do I have problem coming upon me? Yes, I do have. But do I want to let them eat me? Or do I want to be happy in the Lord? Winter is a funny time. We just lock into winter. Today is very cold. Well, this morning is really cold. Thank God for this aircon that we just installed before winter. But it's just nice. But you know one thing? It is said that winter time because the sky is dark and is gloomy, more people take their life in winter time. See, weather can dictate a person's life. That's why I was telling some people before, if you ever want to migrate to Perth, to Australia, Perth. Never move to Australia or to Perth during winter time because you will be so gloomy, you will be so lonely, you will be crying, you will be saying, why am I here? I said, come in the summer when the sun is shining. Because it is so easy for the external, even the weather, to dictate our happiness. But it should not be. It should not be. Our happiness is not from outside. Our happiness is based on one person in Jesus Christ. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the one who said to us, trust me. Trust me all the time. Trust me always. And I will be there for you. We all love the Sermon of the Mount. It was Jesus' first sermon. What did Jesus' first sermon, when he started the Sermon of the Mount, what did he say? He said, blessed, happy is the man. Happy is the person. He never said, sad is the person, unfortunate is the person. He said, blessed, happy is the person. Because God wants us to be a happy people. A happy people, not in things, and not in what we have. A happy person in a person called Jesus Christ. Happy in the Lord. You see, when we start to lose sight of God, that is where insecurity, that is where fear, that is where worries and anxiety troubles our heart, and that is where our happiness swoop straight away. But if we see ourselves as the children of God, the one who Jesus Christ has died, that see ourselves as one that is precious in Him, that we are put in His hand, then we should know with God we are secure. We will never have any lack. He will always provide. He will always watch over us. So the answer is, don't forget God. See everything in God. Because He is in charge, He is in control, and in Him, you can be what? Happy. The first key to happiness is in who? In the Lord. That's the first key. The second key to happiness is what? Happiness is a what? It's a choice. This is what Paul said. I have learned by now to be quite content, quite happy, whatever my circumstances. He realized one thing, that happiness is not something that we have a switch, a happy switch and unhappy switch. If we have this switch, it will be very good. Every time when your wife is not happy, just turn on the happy switch. When your children are not happy, just turn on the switch. Happiness is not automatic. Happiness is a choice. It's a choice that you say, I choose to be what? Happy. Just like I choose to be unhappy. And you can only be as happy as you want to be. Some people can never be happy because they choose not to be happy. Happiness is a choice. You know, this statement said, most people are about as happy as they choose to be. Because if happiness is based on things, and on happening, on what is happening, then you will be a yo-yo. Today you are happy, tomorrow you are not happy. Like a child, you give them the new toy, they are happy. Once the novelty of the toy run out, they are what? Not happy. But happiness is something that we choose. Say amen to that. Something that we choose. We choose to be happy. And we cannot base our happiness on what? On other people. Oh, I only am happy if you make me happy. My happiness depends on you. If you are basing your happiness on others, you will be the most unhappy person. Because your emotion and your feelings will be played. So you cannot base your happiness on others. If you base your happiness on others, you have very little control over your peace. And you are in the mercy of other people's action. And you will be the most miserable man. So happiness is a choice. It's a choice that you make. Every morning when you wake up, say to yourself, I'm going to be happy. Say amen. When you wake up, say, I'm going to be happy. If you wake up in the morning and say, I'm not going to be happy, you will be unhappy. You will kick the dog. You will scold your wife. You will shout at your children. When you go to office, everybody say you should be on sick leave. Why are you working today? Because you are such an unhappy person. You wake up and say, I'm going to be unhappy. And when you're unhappy, you affect who? You affect others. Is it not true? So happiness is a choice. But why do people don't want to be happy? Because if you're not happy, continuously you'll become what? Depressed. But why do people don't want to be happy? Well, some people don't want to be happy because they punish themselves with guilty feeling. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Say amen. You, as a child of God, no matter how much you brew up, how much you sin, if you come to God in true repentance, He forgives you. You don't have to be guilty. You should walk free and happy. You know, and of course, some people choose unhappiness because they want people to sympathize with them. Think of this. The minute the mother see a child that is unhappy, oh, what's wrong? What's wrong? Tell me. Hey, when I was growing up, I can't remember my mom asked me before, why you're not happy? Tell me why you're not happy. I only can remember my mom said to me, if you got food to eat, be happy. It was quite simple those days. As long as your stomach is full, be happy. But today is different. You know, and so it's so easy that people can choose unhappiness to get sympathy. But you know, some Christians are unhappy because they think that Jesus is a man of sorrow. He's a man of grief. And then the shortest Bible verse is Jesus wept. You see, Jesus is not a happy person. He never laughed. So, to be like Jesus, we should be unhappy like Him. Who told you that? Who told you that Jesus is an unhappy person? Because some people think that if you are happy, it's not spiritual. It means you are not close to God. Happiness is a choice. It's a choice. You choose. Let me give you an example in the Bible. Saul and David. Saul was happy to have David doing the dangerous job of killing the giant. In fact, Saul was so happy that Saul promoted him. And Saul was so happy not only he promoted him as a captain, he even gave his daughter to him, be my son-in-law. You know, and Saul was so happy until some woman sang. Saul killed 1,000, David killed 10,000. Cool. When Saul hear that, all of a sudden his happiness, zoom, gone out. Is it not true? That sometimes we can be happy because we hear something, all of a sudden our happiness just zoom, gone out. This is what happened to Saul. Now, there are two things that Saul can do. And these are two things you can do. He could say to himself, David, he is where he is today because I have picked him and make him a wise captain. Yes. David is more skillful. But I am the wise king that chosen him. Will not he be that way better? Or Saul could say to himself, look, I'm glad that I choose David because if I go and kill Goliath, I may die. At least if I send David, it's either he win or he die. But it's not me. See, a lot of things has to do with what? Perception in life. Don't you think so? A lot of things have to do with how you see things. If you see things wrongly, you will always become what? Not happy. So Saul could see it and say, hey, these people, this woman sang that David killed 10,000, I killed 10,000. It's all right because I'm still the king. I got David to do the job that I didn't want to do. That it was too dangerous to do. And David is a giant killer because I give him the opportunity. Saul could look at it that way and be a happy person and say, see, I'm a good king, I'm a wise king. But Saul chose the other way. He chose the other way. He got jealous over David. And then he said, I wonder, is David after my throne? And when he started to think, is David after my throne? Unhappiness enters his heart. Once he was happy to have David, now he's not happy to have David. And when unhappiness enters your heart, you know, unhappiness has the power to eat up your soul. Unhappiness has the ability to grow. And unhappiness grows faster than happiness, you know that? And so when unhappiness enters Saul's heart, it begins to brew and it begins to grow and he begins to fight fault with David. Happiness is a choice. Saul chose unhappiness. How about David? David became a fugitive and he had to run. You know, one day he was in the cave and Saul came in. David could say, look, where I am today is because of this man. He has taken away my life. He has taken away my future. He has taken away my happiness. Where I am is because of this man. Let me just kill him and get rid of him. David didn't. He wrote in Psalm 57, verse 9, about the incident in the cave. This is what he said. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Oh God, this man is the one that got into my nerve. God, you know, this fellow in the office is always giving me trouble. God, give me an accident. Take his life away. Or you could be the other person and say, God, my heart is steadfast. My heart is fixed. No matter how this colleague of mine is, or this neighbor of mine is, I'm going to sing, I'm going to praise you. Because I'm going to learn and choose happiness. That's what David, he chose happiness. Wonder in 2 Samuel chapter 23, he's called the sweet psalmist of Israel. The sweet psalmist. And he never allowed anything to get him down. One time in Psalm 42, verse 5, David looked at himself and said, why am I cast down? Why am I discouraged? Why am I sad? And when he looked at himself, and sometimes we all do feel that way. We are not a machine, say amen. We have got negative emotion, but we can turn our negative emotion to positive emotion. Say amen to that. We don't have to dwell in a negative emotion and get ourselves drowned by negative emotion. So one time, David was in this negative emotion. And sometimes we do. Sometimes we talk to ourselves. We call self-talk, and those self-talk are not so helpful. And the more we talk, the worse it becomes. The more down we become, the more we find ourselves being pulled and dragged down. And when David was in such a mood, in such a space in his life, and you will be in one day, in such a space, he did not entertain unhappiness. He said this, hope in God, I will praise him again. Yes, I shall again praise him for his help. That is a man that each time when unhappiness and sadness comes in, David knows how to bounce up. And this is an important thing in life. It's not how many times you fall, it's how many times you can get up. It's not how you feel you are down, but however you can bounce up. And bouncing up is a very important part of your life because it takes faith in God, trust in God, in who he is, in what he can do for you that can help you to bounce up. And David was a man, when everything is not working, he should be unhappy, but he bounced up and said, oh, I'm going to trust God. I think today, we need to realize. While Saul allowed few women to steal his joy and happiness, David was determined to make happiness his choice. This week, when unpleasant and unexpected situation knock at your door, do not allow the reaction of Saul, anger, unhappiness, but rather allow the grace of God. And by His grace, choose to be happy, choose to be thankful, choose to trust Him, and bounce back like David. And let nothing get you down, but rather be up, up, and away. I know sometimes it is hard to be happy. You choose to be happy, you have personal struggles, and there are weaknesses that are in you. But this is the promise that God has given us. This promise that says, when it is impossible with you, it is not impossible with God. Not in your own strength, but in the strength of God, you can choose happiness. When He promised you that you can do all things, I can. I can do all things to Christ that strengthen me. I don't find that I have the strength, I have the power, I have the capacity, I have the ability. Have you ever felt that way before? Like an empty car trying to move. When you feel yourself empty, this is what the Bible says. When you are weak, then you are strong. When you are empty, then you are filled. When you are poor, then you are rich. That there is an exchange that we can have. The exchange is in God. And when we choose to trust Him, we choose to be happy, we choose to believe, the power of the exchange comes when we call upon Him and cry unto Him. That's why every Christian can be a happy person. Amen. The third thing about happiness, we know that happiness is in the Lord. We know that happiness is a choice. The third thing about happiness is what? Is inside out. This is what Paul said. I have found the receipt for being happy, whether full or hungry, hand full or hand empty. Whatever I have, where I am, I can make it through anything with the one who makes me who I am. What is Paul trying to say? Paul is trying to say this. Happiness is inside out. It's not outside in. The world look for happiness from the external to experience the internal. But we as God's children, we have the internal. What is the internal? We have Jesus Christ. And so our happiness must be from where? Inside. Inside. You see, television and advertisement tends to portray to you that if you have this, you will be happy. If you have a rich sports car, you will be happy. If you have a bigger house, you will be happy. If you have the latest electronic device, you will be happy. But you know, sometimes they don't tell you the truth. They don't tell you if you have a rich sports car, how much it's going to cost you to maintain it. Because when you see the bill, you won't be happy. I was said, good guys buying something for the church. And I look at this curved TV. Wow, now it's so big. So curved. Now I see you no more straight. I see you curved. Well, I said, wow, life has been very good, curved. And I was watching the picture, the scenery. It is so crystal clear. I say, wow, I would like to have one of this. Until I saw the price tag. Then I decided, I think mine is okay. But then I discovered one thing. That what I saw on that screen was because they were playing from a Blu-ray disc. And I asked the person, what if I buy this and I plug into my TV antenna, will I have the same result? You know what was the answer? You know what was the answer? No, you will have the same result as your old TV. I will be very happy to have it, but when I plug in, it doesn't give me the result, I will not be happy. And so people think that happiness has to do with something outside. If I have something, wow, I'm happy. But how long can the wow last you? So if it's not things that make me happy, then I think people should make me happy. My wife should make me happy. She will tell me, if you can have 3 meals a day from my cooking, be happy. Oh, my children should make me happy, you know. And people should make me happy. But happiness is not outside. It has to be inside of you. It's the only place. You got to be happy inside. Because some people think that, well, you know what? My job does not make me happy. So I'm going to change job. If I change job, I will be happy. You'll be surprised. Changing job may not make you happy. Some people say, well, you know what? Living in this street does not make me happy. Maybe if I change my location, I moved in another place, I will be happy. It may not happen. The only place to be happy is from where? Inside here. Happiness is in the person. Say amen. And if happiness is in here, for happiness to grow, it must grow from where? In here. It must grow in here. I'm telling you, when you reach a certain age, one thing good about when you reach a certain age, you can talk with greater authority. When you reach a certain age, you will find one thing. You eat less than what you used to eat. Your appetite not so big. And you'll find another thing. You don't need to have a lot of things to live. You see? So if it's things, it cannot be. It must be from inside out. The great belief of who Jesus is, the hope of glory, that Jesus is in me, that Jesus is at home in me. So if happiness has to be inside out, then there is a person called Jesus Christ that is living inside my heart. And the Bible says, if he is at home in your heart, you will be what? Happy. Is he at home in your heart? Is he happy in your heart? Maybe you need to let him do some rearrangement, some furniture inside your heart. Some things need to be thrown out. You know? So happiness is inside out. Two men, both seriously ill, in a hospital, share the same room. One man could sit up in his bed just for an hour each afternoon. And in the hour when he sit up, the nurse will come and put a tube so that they can drain the fluid out of his lung. His bed was next to a window, covered with curtains. The other man in the same room, because he's sick and very sick, he could only lie down flat on his bed. Every afternoon, the man whose bed was by the window would sit up and describe all the things he could see outside. The park, the lake, the city view, the people by barbecuing at the park, and the one day a passing parade. So every time when he say all these things, the man that was lying on the back, hear it, got more angry, got more frustrated, got more jealous, because he cannot see. But one day, the man who was able to sit up for an hour every afternoon passed away. And so the man, who was sick and always lying on the bed, tell the nurse, "Nurse, change my spot. Change my spot. I want to be there where the person was before." And so the nurse pushed him and placed him there. And he struggled. He struggled to sit up. Then with his hand, he pulled the curtain. You know what was behind the curtain? What was behind the curtain was not a window, but was a wall. It was a wall. But this man who has this pain every afternoon, he sit up in that 1 hour, he imagined and got himself happy by thinking, oh, the park, or the this and the that. Because he recognized that happiness is not something that is out there. It's something that he could believe, he could see. But this man, who lie flat, went there, pulled out and saw the window. And it was just a wall. Just a wall. Let me tell you, happiness, the core of happiness, is not something that comes through the window. Amen? Not something that comes through the window. It's not external. It is internal. The window of your soul looking towards God. I'm happy because of God. I'm happy. Why don't we pray this morning? Maybe today you are going through uncertainty, a storm in your life. Storm in your work, storm in your marriage, storm personally. And this storm is causing you challenges, causing you unrest, causing you unhappiness. I want you to know, Jesus Christ calmed the storm. And he can calm the storm of your inner world. He spoke to the storm, "Be still." He can still speak into your inner world. The Prince of Peace can bring peace into your inner world if you allow him. And I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your heart, living within you as you trust in him. That's the prayer of Paul, that Christ may be more and more at home. And as he becomes more and more at home in your heart, living within you because you trust him, then the inner world will be still. And as we see the inner world in turmoil, collapsing and stormy, this morning Jesus can speak into your inner world. And he can speak to your soul. "Be still and know that I am God, I am in control. No worry, no anxiety. Let me fill you with my joy, with my peace. Experience happiness inside out." And this morning, you are facing a storm. You are in the midst of a storm. You are coming out of a storm. Just lift up your hand so I can pray for you. Where you are, just lift up your hand. No matter what storm you are facing, whether it's a financial storm, a family, a relation storm, children, whatever storm you are facing this morning, in the authority of Jesus Christ, I'm saying to you, He can still the storm. Lift up your hand right now to Him. Lift up your hand to Him. And let Him come into your situation. And let Him fill you with His peace, with His joy. He is here this morning. Jesus. Father, I pray for those hands raised to You. In faith, I speak into their storm. Be still and know God is in charge. Be still and experience the breakthrough and the miracle that is in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that the storm subside. The Lord, that we will be able to experience the power of hope, the power of faith, the power of living inside out with Christ in us, the hope of glory. I ask God this morning, we want and we choose to be happy in You, O God, to experience the power of God over our life, over our family, over our workplace, over our finance. That everything has to bow to the name of Jesus Christ. Uncertainty becomes certain. Hopelessness becomes hope. Faithless becomes faith, oh God. Why don't we stand up this morning as we lift our hands to Him?
This is the end of the message. We trust you have been blessed and encouraged from today's sermon. Please contact the church by email or call in with the phone number shown on the website if you need any help or would like further information about the church.